From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has signed an executive action designed to enhance, he says, U.S. security by enacting more far-reaching restrictions on Syrian refugees from entering the United States for an indefinite period of time. Two United Nations agencies, the UN Refugee Agency and the International Organization for Migration, issued a joint statement Saturday, just hours after Mr. Trump's order, saying, and I quote, "The needs of the refugees and migrants worldwide have never been greater, and the U.S. resettlement program is one of the most important in the world." In other reaction, Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai, a 19-year-old Pakistani student activist, once attacked by the Taliban, now recovered and living in the United Kingdom, said she is heartbroken the U.S. is closing the door on children's mothers, fathers fleeing violence and war. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says he is due to speak today with Donald Trump for the first time since he was sworn in as U.S. President.
I'm looking forward to speaking with President Trump. I've had a very good discussion with him shortly after the election when he was President-elect Trump, and we have a great deal to discuss.
It is expected that they will discuss the future of the refugee resettlement deal signed before Mr. Trump took office. Turnbull has previously said he is confident the deal will be honored, but there is some uncertainty after Mr. Trump signed that executive order suspending the U.S. refugee program. Mr. Trump also plans to speak to leaders of Japan, Germany, Russia, and France in the next 24 hours with regard to his conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He says sanctions likely will not come up. This is VOA News. Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said Bashar al-Assad should be allowed to seek another term as Syria's president if any agreement is reached to end the country's nearly six-year-long civil war. The United States and its Western allies have long insisted that Assad must relinquish power in Syria as part of any peace agreement. Italy's Coast Guard says it's rescued 1,000 migrants from leaky boats in the Mediterranean while one person was found dead. More than 180,000 migrants reached Italy last year. That was a record number. The UN says more than 5,000 people died last year trying to cross the Mediterranean. A U.S. research institute that monitors North Korean weapons development says the communist country was likely resumed operations at a plutonium reactor. The website 38north.org posted commercial satellite images, it said, indicate Pyongyang is preparing to restart the reactor after previously recovering spent fuel rods, which can be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. The reported activities by North Korea are the latest in a series of defiant acts amid numerous U.N. sanctions enacted in response to the North's atomic and ballistic missile development programs. Former U.S. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has begun her work as the new envoy at the United Nations, declaring it would not be business as usual. That story now from VOA's Margaret Beshear at the UN.
Ambassador Haley arrived at the United Nations to present her credentials to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. She stopped briefly to address waiting reporters but did not take questions.
Our goal with the administration is to show value at the UN. And the way that we'll show value is to show our strength, show our voice, have the backs of our allies, and make sure that our allies have our back as well. For those that don't have our back, we're taking names. We will make points to respond to that accordingly.
Haley also said she would reform the United Nations, improving what works and eliminating what does not. The United States is a very influential player at the world body, in part because it is the largest donor, funding about 22% of the regular budget, nearly 30% of peacekeeping operations, and donating to special appeals and programs. Margaret Beshear, VOA News, the United Nations.
And many people across the Pacific region began celebrating the arrival today of the Lunar New Year, the Year of the Rooster. In China, thousands gathered at Beijing's temples to light incense and to bow in their prayer for a good fortune and good health. This young Beijing resident said he's grateful for his parents and hopes
for
them.
That's the latest world news from VOA.